May 9th. The unexamined life is not worth living. Socrates. I read with interest recently the testimonial of a famous man who is endorsing a popular movement known as Transcendental Meditation. "It has dramatically changed my life," he said of the program, which was introduced in the United States in 1959, and today is said to have millions of practitioners. TM, practiced 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening, had given him peace, energy, health, happiness, contentment, and new creativity. That's quite a long list of goodies, I thought. No wonder it has proven so popular. But it should come as no great surprise to Christians that there is spiritual renewal in meditation. The Book of Psalms witnesses often to its therapeutic value. Take Psalm 63, verses 5 and 6. "My soul shall be satisfied, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches." Before turning to some other prescription, consider 2 20-minute periods a day devoted to meditation on the Lord and His Word. It could revolutionize your life. Sometimes we forget that we serve an omnipotent God. When people turn to new solutions for old problems, I am reminded of the statement, "It's not so much Christianity has failed, rather, it hasn't really been tried." Speak to me, Lord, during moments of rest.